Good day, everybody.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to episode 38 of the Good Day podcast, where Max and I talk about our adventures down under. You join us here in beautiful Byron Bay, probably the most iconic spot in all of Australia, maybe.
Besides Sydney, yes.
Yeah, I think it's the most famous place. Like, everyone's like, Byron Bay this, Byron Bay that.
Yeah. A lot of mixed reviews on Byron Bay all throughout the country.
A lot of famous people live here. Chris Hemsworth, Tom Cruise's ex-wife.
Nicole Kidman. Zac Efron, funny enough.
Has a house here.
So, it's like the most famous non-city.
Yeah, this is like the area where all the celebrities want to go to.
It's and so all nice. The surfers.
Surfing paradise, except it's been the worst wave spell in 4 years in Queensland and New South Wales. Other than that, the surf is okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's nice little waves. But we had a great week for you guys this week. It was a lot of fun. We left our last house sit. We started adventuring, and we're on the road again.
On the road again.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
On the road for the last month now.
Yay! Because we don't want to be planting roots in any area when we could be seeing so many different things in our last 4 weeks, so we are on the go.
Yeah, and that last house, it was a really good one. I wish the pool was done the entire time, but that was an amazing house once the pool was filled up, and it was like, oh, you can stay here forever.
I thought you were going to have to drag me out. I loved it so much. Like, that was nearly my dream house. It wasn't waterfront, but it was perfect for everything that
gorgeous.
It was.
Gorgeous. Like, It was a stunner of a house, and it was a really big score for us to get that house sitter. You know, I think we scored out.
Yeah.
Because we're great house sitters. Now we can check off chickens house sitting on the resume, so we can house sit for farm animals and everything now.
We can have our own hobby farm.
Yeah, it seems pretty. Chickens, those free-range chickens, if they didn't have to free-range, they'd be super easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
or if they just had a bigger, like, area to roam around in.
Yeah, if they had a more covered area. Well, yeah. If they had a bigger covered area, because the hawks were kind of scary. I don't know if we told everybody, and we probably did, one of the birds got attacked by a hawk before we left, or before we arrived, and was killed. So luckily we didn't have to go through that.
The hawk swoops down and only takes the head off the chicken, and she told us.
Crazy.
So I didn't want to ask her, but I wanted to know, do they run around with their head cut off? But it felt insensitive.
Just like the
saying.
Yeah. Running around with the chicken head cut off. But yeah, that house was awesome, and we got to stay kind of basically an extra night because the hosts were getting home late. So we're like, yeah, well.
Yeah, she asked us to stay till at least 5:30 to put the chickens to bed. And it's too late to be driving and checking into a caravan park.
It's a waste of money, basically.
Yeah. You know? So, and we're totally separate in the pool house, the gorgeous, gorgeous pool villa. So we were like, yeah, please, we'll stay. Yes, yeah. Please. So, yeah, you had to drag me out of that house.
Yeah, and the host came back, and we chatted with them in the morning. And they're really nice, and
Yeah, they're nice and crazy and funny.
Yeah, we were working on some stuff in the morning and just kind of slowly leaving, which I think was good because we got to bond a little bit with them some more. So maybe if we ever come back, they'd pick us for house sitters again. I think they totally would.
Yeah, definitely. She left us a really good review.
Yeah.
Five stars.
A great review. And I think she asked us to sit again, but she was like, oh, you're going.
Yeah. She messaged me before we even started this house sit. She messaged me probably 3 times at least. It might have been more. If we could come and house sit before our already confirmed house sit dates. And I was like, no, we're on Magnetic Island. But yeah, I think she would have loved to have us house sit again. She made a weird comment, though, like as we were leaving. I stripped the bed and all that. And normally I will do the sheets and have it all completely clean for a host return, because then we leave and we want the house all set. But because we stayed the night and like she kind of like offered like, hey, like stay the night, you put the chickens to bed and stay the night, it's kind of hard to go back into someone's main house and like enter like you live there and do the laundry there. So I stripped the bed, and we were gonna ask her like, do you want us to leave the sheets on, or do you want us to take them off, like what do you want us to do? But before we left, we didn't really ask. And I just ended up stripping the bed because I thought that was better than just leaving them on. And most hosts are like, oh, don't worry about the sheets. Don't worry about the sheets. But she said to me before we left, do you need to do the sheets?
Oh, yeah. So but she was like, are your sheets all good?
Yeah, like, but like we slept in it. And seriously, like 99.999% of these hosts would be like, don't even worry about the sheets, which we always do. But like normally we're not staying over an extra night. And if we do, they're like, don't worry about it. And she made that weird comment. And then under clean and tidy, she gave us 4 stars, which is just one of the subcategories. But she gave 5 stars for every subcategory but that one. So I wonder if she really wanted us to stay and like come into her house where she was back from her trip and like invade her space and do the sheets. But like, this is an unpaid service. I think you could wash the sheets. Yeah. It's fine. We left the house sparkling.
Yeah, and even in her review, she said the house was amazingly clean. So
yes, she
it was
wrote
a little bit odd that she gave us 4 stars there, but beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, we got 5 stars across the board besides that subcategory, and there are plenty of subcategories. But I literally vacuumed even their bedroom, and we don't even go in their bedroom. I just felt like, oh, I want the whole house sparkling. So she should be not... She should be a beggar can't be choosers with an unpaid house sitter.
Yeah, she was a little bit of an odd one. Like, she said some weird, like, she was quirky for sure. Like,
yeah.
Definitely an odd personality and a big personality as well. And I think we converted them from the brainwashed media they see down here because she was like, oh, I can't believe Trump won and can't believe this and that. And I could kind of tell they were a little bit hippies. So I started telling them about all, like, how Trump appointed RFK and how he's going to clean up the food system in America and all that jazz. So when I told her about that, they were like, oh, wow, what, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe that's why America is so unhealthy, because it has all these extra ingredients and all these red dyes and stuff like this.
And we heard her telling her husband, like, how great it's going to be.
So we might have converted them to being fans, but who knows?
And I really, really like these people. I just love to go on rants about little things, so I don't really care about that clean and tidy. I just wanted to say, we leave houses beautiful, so yes. Just give us 5 stars, please.
Exactly.
But we did get our overall 5 and all those 5.
And the first thing that we did after we left their house sit was to go to the Glasshouse Mountains, which is like this small mountain range that is kind of just like these volcanic, almost like mini volcanoes that kind of pop out of the ground everywhere.
They're really interesting looking.
Yeah.
It would be worth a Google.
It is a really weird thing. It's just kind of like in the middle of nowhere, and then there's, boom, these like super steep structures, and then they're gone again. And we saw them 5 years ago when we were taking the train from the Sunshine Coast down to Brisbane, and they were pretty neat. I mean,
they come out of nowhere. So I remember being on the train and we said,
like, what the heck is
that?
Oh
my gosh. Look at these mountains out of nowhere. And then they end out of nowhere. There's like, I don't know, I want to say like 10.
Yeah. And I think, well, another thing that is very Australian is there's no signage on anything. Like, there's no information on, oh, you should do this or that. They have information centers, but those are in like the towns. But if you're looking for, like, a hike or something like that, you can't really find any information. But essentially, I was looking at one hike, and then we were driving by the mountain, and it was literally a rock climbing trail that went 1,000 feet straight up. And we saw people with, like, rock climbing gear and stuff, and we were like, all right, let's turn around. Let's find a different hike. This is insane.
And Corey was the one to say we should turn around because I was just going to go with the flow and not complain. And he was like, this is crazy. We cannot do this trail. And as we were driving away, it was literally vertical.
It was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
No, like, switchbacks at all.
The most straight up trail, the most, it was insane. But we ended up finding a different trail up to the top of a different Glasshouse Mountain. And that trail was wicked steep as well. It was all paved, like, it was a paved path, but it was the most vertical paved path. I don't know how they laid the concrete there, but it was insane.
I have never gone up a paved path so steep in my life.
I think that it was an 800-foot elevation gain in half a mile. So I don't know what the degree that is, but there was like four switchbacks
At
through
the
the hole
top.
at the top. But other than that, it was just straight up, and oh boy, the calves were burning.
That was really, really, really crazy. Australians just don't get it.
Yeah, and it was like the first thing we did after we left the house, so we got instantly all sweaty and all gross and then had to continue on our journey.
Yeah. But before we get into the rest of the day, I just want to say, because we were just in Bly Bly and, Maroochydore and all these weird
Lulababa.
towns,
Lulababa.
there's a big debate in Australia on whether they should be changing all the names of towns and significant places over to the original Aboriginal names. Because the conquerors or whatever took advantage and named everything after themselves, like Cook Island and
Captain,
Cook Mountain,
yes, all
and
basically Captain Cook, Botany Bay.
white people names, basically. And they don't like that anymore. So Fraser Island now has to be Kigari or
Gari.
Gari. And I would just like to point out that these very, very, very famous towns that we've, like, famous towns in Australia. I just want to name some of them. So there's a big city called Wollongong. We were just in
Coolangatta.
Maroochydore, Coolangatta, Mooloolaba, Markula. I cannot confirm
Blibli, blah blah.
that these are not white people names, but they do not sound like white people names to me.
Winum.
Wynnum spelled really weird. I'm just going down the map right now.
Nimbin.
Nimbin, where are we now? We're in, well, the Byron Bay, but Mullumbimby was right above us. Murwillumbah above that.
Yeah, it's
It's crazy. And these are famous places. I'm not just going to the middle of the map.
this is all on top.
Woolgoolga. There's so many, I can't even choose.
Yoronga.
Colombati. So basically, you get the point that there are plenty of towns and significant places named from Aboriginal names. Maybe it's not the original Aboriginal word because the person officially naming it got the sound wrong. Like Maroochydore is just slightly different in the Aboriginal word.
Yeah, it's all just virtue signaling, really. Like, I think I've talked to plenty of Australian. Most the Australian, like, I think vibe is that they want to keep their country. They want to have a history of their country as it was, and they don't want everything to be changed because some Aboriginals had a meeting here 16,000 years ago, and they can't consider it a sacred space. And it was one meeting that someone might have had. And then, oh, you have to change the name, and this is a space that only Aboriginals have. It's.
But, like, no one changing the name. You guys already have original town names that are paying respect to the Aboriginal people that told you the name of the place.
Yeah, it's a
It's
bit
not
ridiculous.
like every place is, like, whitewashed. It's really not like that. Most of the towns that we go to, I can't pronounce.
Yeah, they're absolutely everywhere. So I don't think anything should be changed because they already have a lot.
Yeah. But anyways, so once we were nice and sweaty, we finally found ourselves a caravan park, and we then went to the Gold Coast to have dinner with my bestie, one of my besties from my semester abroad in Sydney, Alyssa Neustater. And she was a great host with her roommate Cody.
Yeah, they cooked us up some burgers, had a good yawn. It was awesome.
Yeah, they had the appetizers out. They were so sweet. It was so good to see her.
Yeah, and it was nice to wait out the thunder, raining storm. That might have been the worst rain of, well, I don't know. It's been raining a lot, guys, the last couple days, every single night. I think it's becoming wet season or something because every day around 4, 5, 6 o'clock, the rain starts. It hasn't started today, knock on wood, but
Downpouring,
yeah, it's been
thunder and
absolutely
lightning.
downpouring, lightning storms, thunder bouncing around. We were sitting outside yesterday and we had the awning up because we're like, oh, let's just like, this is better than going in the camp kitchen and sitting with everybody. Let's just sit here. it rained so much our awning started to collapse, and it was like a river flowing from the top of our awning. It was crazy. There was hail.
Balls of hail.
Yeah, like probably bigger than pea size hail, like dime size hail. It was insane.
Oh, definitely bigger than pea. It was like five peas put together.
Yeah, that was nuts, that thunderstorm. That was yesterday, right?
Yeah. It's been thundering and lightning every night since we've been hitting the road.
Yeah, and luckily we got to shelter some of that storm the first night with Alyssa and Cody.
Yeah, and it was so great to see her. I missed her so much. And she just finished a doctor degree down here to be a physio. And we just got to reminisce on, like, the best semester of college ever. My study abroad semester in Sydney was the best experience of school in my life.
Yeah, that was Maxie's back-to-back year studying abroad. Back-to-back semester studying abroad.
And we just had the biggest friend group. It was probably at least 30 people. We all lived in this brand new building, and we all, half of us were study abroad students. The other half were local Aussies who were probably in their first year of college and wanted to make new friends. And we had just this giant friend group, and we'd all go out all the time. We had so much fun. So it was so great getting to reminisce with her.
Yeah, that was fun. And then we started continuing south down the Gold Coast. The iconic spot is Surfer's Paradise. So we got to walk around. And funny enough, we took a picture at like just one random tree. And we've been trying to recreate the pictures that we've been taking 5 years ago and now. And we're like, all right, let's walk around like the main strip. And we parked, and literally immediately, 10 steps from where we parked, we found the same tree, same exact spot.
It was meant to be.
Meant to be, meant to park there. And yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I'll have to take, I haven't seen those photos since we took them, so I'll have to
compare them. Yeah, and we also explored more of Surfer's Paradise. It's like Miami. It's not as big as Miami, but it's just like skyscrapers on the water. It's actually really cool.
Well, Miami doesn't really have too many giant skyscrapers right on the beach. That would be more off of the South Beach Island. But it's funny because the Gold Coast has a beach called Miami Beach.
Yeah, and we checked that out on our way down to Burley Heads, Coolangatta. Yeah,
I liked Burley Heads.
Burley Heads is a cool spot. We did a little hike there in the
really
woods.
Nice hike overlooking the surfers and the really blue water.
Yeah, I don't know what's, like, the visibility up north, like, in the hotter waters wasn't as good as, like, it is here. I think the water is a little colder, a little cleaner, crisper. It is just a better blue down here, I think.
Yeah, it's giving Tassie crystal clear drinking water blue.
So,
but still not as blue.
Yeah, and the water was so enticing. Gabe, one of his favorite spots to surf was at Coolangatta. So I had to go in and catch a couple body surfing waves. The waves weren't that good. They were pretty weak, but I had fun playing out there on the water.
Corey went in all along.
I'm going to try and swim a lot more, you know, because that's just, the beaches here are iconic. So I'm going to be trying to get in the water as much as possible.
I support that. It was just like sprinkling.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
it was gloomy and it was the evening and the rainstorms were flowing in. So Corey went on his own for that one at Kira.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then right after, we went to the grocery store, and we couldn't find the grocery store because they're all in Australia. They're all in shopping malls. So we're looking around trying to find the Woolies, Corey's favorite grocery store. And we go up this escalator, and then Corey was like, oh, no, we have to go down the escalator. Or I don't even know what happened, but Corey was like, oh, it's down the escalator. And I said, no, it's up the escalator. But we were already like halfway down the escalator. And Corey goes, just turn around and go. Because otherwise we had to go all the way to the bottom and then get on the up one and go all the way up. So I just instantly turned around and ran up the downwards escalator.
And I was further down the escalator at this point.
Excuses.
And I took like 2 steps and almost had the worst fall of my life. I caught myself, but I like hit the bottom of my shoe so hard on the stair. It made the biggest noise, and everyone in the restaurant around started looking at me, and we were just
he tripped up the escalator.
if I fell, I would have been falling up the escalator, but then the escalator, it was going down, so it would have brought me down to the bottom.
I thought your fingers were going to go into, like, the start of it, which would be better than the end of it. But yeah. Anyways, it was hilarious. He was okay.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But then I had an incident right after.
Yeah, so was
that same night.
We booked a caravan park, and it had a nice swimming pool and a water slide.
Woot, woot.
So we were like, oh, we got to go down this water slide. There's no one in this pool. Let's absolutely send it.
And it was a heated pool, even though it was not that hot. It
wasn't that hot.
But the water slide was a S-curve. I am not kidding. It was an S-curve.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It wasn't a massive water park S-curve that's gradual.
It was sharp curves.
It was sharp.
And Maxie was eager to go first, and she sent it down and got pretty worked into the back of the S-curve. It looked like I was worried. She got hurt from it. I was like, holy cow.
I did.
Yeah, so then I went down and had a much more enjoyable experience because I knew what was coming, or I don't know.
You got to brace yourself for it.
Yeah, I braced myself.
But it was so fast, and I got half launched out of it. I thought I was getting fully launched
I thought Maxie was going to fly out of the slide because that's how fast she was going.
I almost did fully get ejected, but I only half of myself did, and then flung right back into the water slide.
And thankfully, Max got a video of this as well.
Yeah.
So you guys will all get to see that on the Good Day Instagram. Please like and follow us.
Yes. And then Corey made me face my fears and go down a second time. I didn't have much hesitation, but I had a little. So I went down, and he told me to just brace my body against that back of the S-curve. So I did. And what happened?
You got worked on the other side. So Maxie braced for the one, but then after that one got flung back into the straightaway. So it's just...
I don't really know what happened, but it was the same section of the S-curve, but I got hit against
the other side. Yeah.
And I thought I was going to roll in the tube. Well, it wasn't a cover tube, but I thought I was getting rolled nearly, but yeah. No video of that one.
So you'll have to just put it in your imagination.
Yeah, Corey was so kind and compassionate after the first incident. And then after the second one, he was just like, this is ridiculous. He just didn't have as compassionate.
I just couldn't believe it happened two times.
I don't know. It was too fast for me.
Yeah, there was something off that slide, and you didn't get along.
No, I don't know.
I went down it again.
Some things can't be explained.
Yeah, and that caravan park also had a workout area. Like, it had pull-up bars, some other outdoor equipment, which... I love outdoor gyms. That's how I live. I rate them on Google. They're the best.
And that's why we booked this one.
That's literally why we booked this one, so we could get an outdoor workout in. And we got a nice outdoor workout in after the rain stopped in the morning.
Yeah, we had to wait it out.
And we had to wait the rainstorm out. But after our workout, did a Murph workout for Veterans Day. And... after the workout, it was like an hour and a half after your checkout time. And we usually leave, I don't know, we're usually pretty punctual. We're not like, we got stuff to do, you know?
We're very punctual.
But we ended up leaving 2 hours late. And this was one of the places where you had a key. So sometimes you just, there's no gate or anything, you just leave. This place had pretty high security. You had to put in the key and then the gate would lift up. And then we had to give the key away. And Maxie didn't want to go and give the key to the lady because she was afraid she would call us out or something. So I stepped up and said,
no, wait, can I just say, I was stressed out because I didn't want her to reprimand us, and we were late leaving. There was a time change, though. Did we talk about the time change?
Oh yeah, there's an hour difference time change because New South Wales does daylight savings, but Queensland doesn't do daylight savings.
But we didn't change, like, we didn't go more east or more west, we just went south
and south, which is a little weird.
It jumped ahead an hour. So I was stressed out because I didn't want to face this lady and like talk about how, yes, we're in the wrong, we're leaving late. But Corey was laughing at me because I was stressed out. And I said, okay, if you're not worried at all, can you return the key, please? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, so all the lady was like, she looked at him, she's like, check out, it's 10 o'clock. It's noon. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she, then I'm just like, all right, have a good day. And that's it.
So I probably could have handled it, but
I think that's the best way to handle it in those situations. Like, Maxie was brainstorming. He's like, what excuses can we give?
The time change.
The time change, the rain in the morning. But all you just be like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, we only booked this caravan park for your workout gym, and it was downpouring in the morning, and we had to wait so that my husband and I could do a Murph workout. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous, like, especially when you're not paying for power. I think we've talked about this before. Like,
when we're just in an open field and we leave with nothing, no trace of us behind.
Yeah, it's not like it's room service and they have to get in there and change the sheets. We literally just park in a field and then go in and go out. Like, come on, that's a bit ridiculous.
And checkout times in Australia are 10 a.m. and not 11 a.m. like the U.S., and that's just awful, honestly.
Yeah, and it's just like, all right, come on, we checked in at like 5 o'clock yesterday. Like, you're going to... We could have used more of the facilities or whatever.
But... exactly. It's fine. Yeah. Corey handled that like a champ. And then we went to Finglehead.
Yeah, this was another little cool like outcrop of just the land here, kind of like a large peninsula. And it had these lava rocks. I think they're called basalt rocks. But basically, they're hexagonal columns that are very uniform. And I think they're from like... when underground lava flow comes up and like somehow perfectly like sets and seals itself in these hexagons. So it like was a cool little shape rock, and yeah, we kind of continued on from there.
I think Corey saves these scientific explanations for you guys because he does not tell me in the moment, but it was a beautiful sight. I'm definitely going to post pictures of it. But a really weird part of being here was there were pools of blood.
Yeah, there was like three little pools of blood. And
down below us, down on like a cliff.
And it was higher than, there was a couple of fishermen, so it was like higher than the fishermen were fishing. It looked like fish blood, but it was a little bit odd and
it was
a bit unsettling.
You know?
Yeah.
We were looking down where someone could fall, basically, and seeing pools of blood.
Yeah. And we meandered down south.
Yeah, it was raining. Well, no, before it rained, we went to Kingscliff, which was a really cool town. And we liked that. We walked around and went to some of the shops, and Corey made a big purchase.
I got new board shorts, bathing suit. I don't know if anyone's noticed in the Instagram or any Maxi, my, or the Good Day Instagram that I've been wearing basically the same bathing suit forever. I have two pairs that look very similar, so... I'm not wearing the same one. There's two different ones, but I've gotten a third one, and I'm wearing that one for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're cute. He got them 40% off.
Yeah, deals. Only deals.
And then it started raining on our way down to Byron.
It's the hardest rain ever. Like, every day it rains so hard. But eventually we got down here, and we found a Discovery Parks that I only thought we were going to stay at for, like, one night because we were recommended a cool place that was down the road. But it was just so cheap, we couldn't refuse. Like, it's only $27 Australian a night. So that converts to like $18 US for the night for an unpowered site. So we stayed here. It's been our third night here and we've been loving it.
Yeah, it's
beautiful facilities.
Yeah, I can't believe how cheap it is.
It's so nice and it's ridiculously cheap. It's right next to one of the cool, like, hippie, crunchy
cafes.
It's like literally part of the caravan park.
Yeah.
And that was cool to go to. We went there one morning.
Yep, folk. But I will say, Byron Bay, we've been told it's like hippies and people that want organic food and organic coffee and farmers and surfers and just spiritual, you know? And I've been so looking forward to it. And while I love it, it is not... that spiritual.
Now, it is definitely less hippie than expected. It is not really hippie at all. It's kind of just touristy. I would say it's like there's three hippie places, and then like the bookstore was had the big spiritual book section.
Yeah, it's not hippie. Like, I'm not seeing as many organic cafes. I'm not seeing all these things that I kind of imagined, or spiritual shops. Not really, no. It's
Could be much more hippie. So we're going to go check out Nimbin, which is the hippie capital of Australia.
Yes.
So we will see if that lives up to its hype.
But yeah, it's funny because we did look into cafes in Byron that are like hippie enough to not use seed oils and hopefully use spring water. And three options came up. Yeah. And one of them was practically in our caravan site. So yeah. Byron needs to...
They need to go back to their roots, their hippie roots.
Yes.
Yeah, and more just kind of the consensus of the last couple of days is, like, do stuff during the mornings until, like, 4 o'clock, and then it's like, oh, here come the rain, here comes the thunderstorms, let's just do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we've been doing, just watching the thunderstorms, hanging out, cooking some food in the kitchen, and going to bed early.
We kind of found the hack here for when it rains, we can drive to the... pool across from the camp kitchen, park there, run across, and not have to walk all through the rain.
Yeah, yeah. And we did a lot of swimming today.
Yep, that was great. Today was a big day.
Today was a big day. What we started with, well, you have a note here, bird following us.
Oh, well, that's not necessarily today, but it's been for months. One bird or two birds will just lurk around Corey and I. And sometimes big birds, like this big kookaburra in Adam and Emma's veggie garden, would come and land near us and just look at us. And then these two big kookaburras in the last house sit yard was following us around. And we're just constantly being followed around by birds. It's so cute.
The birds. What is that movie? The Birds.
The Birds.
Yeah, it's like that, guys, but in the nice way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of swimming today.
Well, we got up early for the Byron's Farmer's Market.
Yeah, so we got up pretty early and headed over to, packed up camp, headed over to the Byron Markets.
It only lasts from 7 to 11.
Yeah, markets, that's the only time Australian works, is markets.
Yes.
I like the markets.
It was good because you could tell that the farmers actually were focused on their craft, per se. Like, one person would be selling just apples, and the next person would be selling just lettuce, and the next person would be selling just chicken, you know? So,
yeah,
it's more intentional with how they're growing things.
Yeah, someone was just selling tomatoes, and someone was just selling microgreens.
Yeah, so...
Very specific.
I kind of like that better, because at other markets, you could tell that they're buying from other farms and vendors, and they have other brand names on some of their, like, blueberry cartons.
Yeah.
So this was very, you know where you're getting it from.
Exactly.
So we got some apples, passion fruits, carrots. The carrots are so good.
Oh, the passion fruits are so good. What's the...
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, exactly. Yeah, and after that, we...
Well, when we were there, the...
Oh, yeah. There was a... So, one hippie part of the town was there was this man that was, like... We saw him, like, three times in three different areas.
On the streets of Byron.
On the streets of Byron, who was hula-hooping and shaking a banana and shaking a pineapple that were, like...
Maracas.
Maracas, yeah. And he was singing, shake, 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 shake Byron Bay, shake, 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 have a good day.
Have a good day in Byron Bay. Shake, 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 shake. Have a good day. Shake, shake, shake. Have a good day in Byron Bay.
Yeah, so he was just like a really positive, great guy. And
guy. He was so cute.
He was just kind of like vibing out. And he was making a lot of money.
Yeah, he made me so happy because that was at least the third time we saw him.
Yeah, we saw him. He was at the market. And
he was so cheerful and jolly.
Yeah. And Maxie was like, oh, we got to give this guy all our spare change. And we go and give him the money. And then he instantly hands Maxie the hula hoops and the shakers. And he's singing. And Maxie ended up shaking and dancing.
Shake, shake, shake in Byron Bay. Have a good day in Byron Bay.
Yeah, so Maxie joined in with good energy, good vibes.
Love him. Love the Byron Bay shake, shake, shake guy.
Yeah, Byron Bay shake, shake, shake guy is an absolute legend.
And then we went to the... most famous Byron point The lighthouse.
Yes, the lighthouse in the easternmost point of Australia. So, you know, we made it to the northernmost point, much more difficult to get to than the easternmost point. And yeah, we made it there.
Yep, we made it there. There were turtles swimming. There were dolphins swimming below. Apparently, there was a reef shark swimming below.
It was gorgeous. It was a really, really pretty point, and I'm happy we went. The lighthouse was cool, too.
Yeah, the lighthouse is great. I want to bottle up the ocean water and the color and bring it home to Brantford.
Just put one part in Brantford and it'll be the best.
Oh my gosh, it's so glorious. I am going to have to buy property in one of these beach towns because you cannot beat the way that the water looks and the way, you know, it's just so pretty.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I love that. And it was awesome. I can see why people love Byron Bay and
easternmost point.
And we've basically been to every corner of the continent. Because we went to the northernmost point. That was a hassle. We
wouldn't recommend.
We technically went to almost the westernmost point. It was steep point that's just like 30 kilometers longer away than Monkey Maya.
Or Shark Bay.
Yeah, Shark Bay, which we were doing that with Marshall. We didn't really know that was the most western point.
But we did, but we didn't. It's just so...
So, just like you drive...
Desolate to get drive, to a sign.
Yeah, on an... On
there's no town
sand
there.
Track for hours just to see a sign. Or there's no sign, right?
I think there is a sign.
Yeah, and we were in Tassie, so that counts as the southernmost point.
Yes.
And we went to Phillip Island.
Phillip Island is super close to the southernmost point, but... That was way before we started these endeavors. These journeys. I think I might have a new favorite beach. I'm not sure.
What is it?
The Pass.
Gorgeous.
It's so stunning. I could have lived in those waves. Actually, that was my chance to get to swim my heart out, and you wanted to go back in.
I got cold, but then I reignited my fire to swim.
Yes, he stayed. But we swam a few times. It's so there are surfers learning how to surf on these easy waves, and there are swimmers all in one area, very not too safe, but everyone was making it work. Everyone was enjoying these tiny little swells, this crystal clear water.
And the cove, it's a little cove, and on the point, they call it the Pass because there's this like land island that you can access at low tide, and the waves at high tide cut it off from the land, and the beach is at the bottom there, and it's just gorgeous.
It is just gorgeous. So we went up to the little island viewpoint.
Yeah, there's like a staircase up to the top of the island viewpoint, which is kind of had panoramic views of Byron Bay and Watego's Beach and almost the point, the easternmost point. So
and all the surfers.
All the surfers, yes.
So we're taking pictures up there of the surfers, and we realized that we bought a painting of Byron Bay back in Sydney in our first 2 weeks in Australia. And it's been like stored away because we're going to take it home and frame it. But it's a painting of this beach. We knew it was in Byron Bay, but we had no idea where. And we were just standing there and he said, I think this is the painting. So I'll have to... Maybe I'll put the painting up on the Instagram post, not sure, but it was kind of special to be able to be looking at the exact viewpoint of the painting.
Yeah, it was really cool. And also at the beach, I don't know what it is with Australian parenting, but they just let their kids run naked and run wild. Like, put some clothes on, guys.
They're always naked, and these kids are up talking age. They're having conversations with each other. Completely naked, no tan lines, so you know that this is a regular thing, and running all near people. It just seems like...
Come on. Yeah, that was a little...
And one of the moms...
Oh, yeah.
Was... I saw her in the water, and I saw her on the hike to the top of the island mountain thing. She was just in her underwear.
No, not a bathing suit.
Not a bathing suit. In her bra and underwear.
I guess that could be considered hippie.
Yeah, it could be considered a bathing suit too, but like not really. I could see that it's a bra and underwear, and this is... She had not a care in the world, was not insecure about
it. Nobody cares. Maybe she was the mom.
She wasn't, but I would have assumed that she was if I didn't know.
Yeah, and yesterday they were handing out free trials for Mediterranean or Middle Eastern food, like tastings. Falafel tastings, and it was called Orgasmic Foods.
So we went.
Yeah, we had the tasting yesterday, and we were like, oh my god, this is delicious. We got to go today, and we went today, and it was delicious. I got a mega pocket.
Yeah, I got the falafel pocket.
It was delicious.
So good. And I had some fraud alerts on my credit card, so we had to shut it down because it was actual fraud. And they're sending me a new one, but shout out to Apple Pay. I've been anti-Apple Pay for years and years and years, but either we were going to get charged a bunch of Australian fees for using American dollars, or I could use my other card. And I hooked up Apple Pay, and it's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, shout out Apple Pay.
So I'm a part of the Apple Pay gang now.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
And Corey received a great phone call today.
Yeah, I got off the phone with Johnny. It's always good when he calls. He's my Navy SEAL buddy. And he's heading up to Alaska. He doesn't listen to the show. And for some reason, he doesn't follow me on Instagram. So, not a good friend, but good friend.
He was your roommate for like all of college.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah.
And we love him.
Yes, we do.
He's just a lurker on Instagram.
He lurks.
He probably listens to the podcast and just...
Yeah, he probably lies. Yeah, exactly. Everybody listens to the podcast.
We're on to you, Johnny.
Yeah, but I think that's all for this week, guys.
The only thing I want to add is we saw a brown snake, like a matte brown snake, slithering on top
of... We saw a green snake today, too.
Oh, yeah. We saw the brown one in the Glasshouse Mountains. Slithering on top of brush, which was creepy.
Yes.
And then Corey saw a green one today. But yeah.
Lots of lizards.
So many lizards at this caravan park. There's iguanas in this neck of the woods. I didn't know they had iguanas when they have goannas in Australia. Apparently they get it all.
They get it all down here.
If it's creepy, they have it.
Well, thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. We only have a couple of episodes left, which is so sad.
Yeah, we'll have to try to be timely so that we
get more of them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening and have a good day.
Love you. Have a good day.